All right, so Glenn Klotz is here, folks. Let's bring him on. It started out, Glenn, thanks for taking time out of your evening. I know you're busy like all of us here to talk about this. It started out as a thought, then it got some traction, and now there seems to be a full momentum to make this Margate Boardwalk happen, man. Welcome to the program.
Thanks a lot, Dan.
Yeah.
Good to be back.
Yeah.
You know, I don't know. I don't remember. When was I on last? A couple months ago, right?
Yeah, I think it was a couple months ago. Yeah.
Well, a lot's happened in a couple months with this, okay?
Yeah, go ahead.
I'm sitting here right now with my wonderful Margate Boardwalk Committee.
Right.
And everybody would like to say hi to you, so I'm going to...
Go right ahead.
Speakerphone, they're going to say hi to everybody. Hold on.
Yeah, that's fine. Go right ahead. This is live radio, folks.
Hi, Dan.
Hey, everybody. How are we all doing?
Hi, Dan.
Hey. All right, so welcome to the show, everybody. And just be mindful, like, if anybody's talking, let's let whoever's talking finish their thoughts so we're not talking over each other. But, Glenn, why don't you start off? And just kind of, you know, I opened with the fact that it started out as a thought, then it got some traction. It sounds like you guys got a full, you know, it sounds like it maybe even might even have more than traction. It sounds like it's, you got a big event at Lucy coming up this week. So take it from there, man.
Yeah. You know, we're going to be doing, an event, a rally, kickoff rally for our campaign to rebuild the boardwalk.
Right.
We were invited by the Save Lucy Committee. Rich Elfant graciously invited us to do this event.
Okay.
And we're going to be there on Sunday at 5:30. We invite the public to come out. We've got some surprises. We got celebrities. We got music. It's going to be a party. We're really excited about it. It's going to be great. And I hope you can make it. So that's one thing we're going to be doing. We've got other things planned. We're going to be hopefully doing a petition drive in the fall.
Okay.
And, you know, we'll be doing fundraisers and all kinds of good things. We're going to get the word out there to the public in Margate. And like I said back on the show a couple months ago, ultimately, this whole thing is going to be decided by the voters.
Well, that's what I wanted to ask you. So I just want to check. So the kickoff rally, is that like a kickoff rally at Lucy, like an official launch of the effort this Sunday?
It is.
All right. So that's 5:30 to 6:30. I'm making a note to myself to remind folks of that as we progress through the week. But, Glenn,
right.
So let's talk about the obstacles ahead, because – and you guys live in Margate. It's not a giant community, so everybody sees everybody out there on the street and so forth and so on. What's the feel? I mean, does it feel like the people want it, or can you not make an assessment at this point?
I think they do. I think that my feeling. Okay, of course we haven't done any official polling or anything like that yet.
Right.
Okay, but we all feel on our committee that it's very positive. Most of the response that we are getting is really good.
Yeah, obviously that's...
We don't have any statistics at this point to
set
up. We're hoping at some point to have a survey done.
Okay.
We've recommended that a survey of the homeowners in Margate is done, everybody. And, you know, eventually, like I said, if things go well, we're going to put out a petition and try to get a referendum in the spring.
All right, so let me ask this referendum in the spring. Now, if you have to do a petition, that sounds like maybe the commissioners are not on board with it. Couldn't they just introduce this as part of Margate business and put it out there for the voters themselves?
That is a possibility, okay? And we have sat down with the commissioners, and actually a couple of them have shown some interest in doing that, okay? However, you know, we didn't get any firm commitment on that, so...
Okay.
That is a possibility. The reason why... we're thinking of doing it with a petition, okay, is because, you know, like I said, we're going to hit the ground running on Sunday, and it just seems like kind of like the natural thing to do. you know, to get going and to get a percentage of the voters up front to say that they'd like to have a say in this.
Yeah, well, it's...
Now, the commissioners could chime in publicly in a commission meeting and say, no, you know, we would like to put it on the ballot. And that'll be fine. That'll be fine.
It'll right.
We don't care how it gets on the ballot. If they decide to put it on, fine. If they don't, then we'll put it on.
But the petition does give you some leverage, particularly if you get a lot of folks to sign onto it, which it sounds like you kind of have that momentum. You know, so we talked about the feeling in Margate. What and the fact that you're looking to get it on the ballot in the spring, have you looked at any possible timetables in terms of, and how about cost, Glenn? Anything like, I realize there's been no studies, so don't misunderstand me. I'm not trying to pinpoint you, but at some point, somebody's had a look at an approximation as to how much this thing would cost. Has anybody done that?
There have been some people looking at cost, but honestly, at this time, mainly because we really don't have any definite plans. So,
right.
So it's difficult to nail down prices. Okay, if you don't have a real, you know, design.
And well, here's the thing. Right. Just so you know, Ocean City has really, you talk about, you want to get an idea of costs, they pretty much have redone their boardwalk from North Street almost all the way down, I think, to 14th Street, which is a pretty good distance. I mean, you know, we're talking about a mile and a half, maybe 2 miles. You know, it might make sense to kind of reach out to get some ideas of cost. It is a different configuration. It's a different type of ballpark or a different type of landscape and what have you with the stores and everything, but it might at least give you some idea of what you're looking at.
Well, of course, you know, we are getting comparables. We do have some figures, okay? But at this time, you know, the cost is still very speculative. And, you know, as we go along in this, we're gathering more and more data, and we'll be putting that out at our website and at our Facebook page. That is, you know, it's just one thing that we're looking at. You know, we're also looking at the possibility of the city getting grants. There's all kinds of different things being thrown on the table as far as cost and financing and all of that.
Now, is your group that everybody there, are you guys just focused in on the rebuilding of the boardwalk, or is this a Margate Homeowners Association that is plans to be involved in other things in the city? How does that?
No, we are strictly focused on building a boardwalk.
Okay.
That is our sole purpose. We are not in any way, you know, looking at other things going on in the city.
Okay,
that's it. We're the boardwalk committee. We want to build a boardwalk. We're advocating that. We're going to get out here and educate people about what we want to do, what we want to build, and how we're going to go about it. That's it.
Now, wouldn't
if we get our boardwalk or we don't, either which way, this is not going to go on for forever.
Let me ask you this. Wouldn't a boardwalk addition to Margate make traversing the new dunes that they built, the Army Corps has put in place on the entire island, on the ocean side, wouldn't it make traversing those dunes for people who might have some, you know, disabilities or issues with walking, wouldn't it make it easier for people to do that?
Of course. I mean, that's one of the main reasons why we want to do it, okay? But it's just one. It's a very important one. Everybody who uses the boardwalk, and many people use the boardwalk in Ventnor, knows that, you know, it's much easier to access the beach in Ventnor because of the ramping, okay, and because of the boardwalk. And we would like that situation in Margate as well. And yeah, it is one of the primary reasons why we want to do the project.
It seems like it would be, and obviously there's no stores on the Ventnor Boardwalk. I would imagine there wouldn't be any on the Margate Boardwalk. But it seems to me adding the Margate Boardwalk would just add a whole new dynamic to Margate that is extremely positive in terms of recreation, amenities, the whole nine yards. It's kind of hard to fathom that anybody would be against it, I guess is what I'm saying.
Well, yeah, exactly. I mean, it's just a win-win. The boardwalk, okay, I like to say this about the Margate Boardwalk. It's the best deal around, particularly for the people in Margate, because if you buy our boardwalk, you get two other boardwalks for free. Okay, we're immediately attached to the larger boardwalk, and you know how can that be bad? Right now, everybody in Margate uses the Bender Boardwalk.
Right.
So it's just there's really no downside.
And traversing Atlantic Avenue in the summertime on a Saturday or a Sunday. You know, getting to the Ventnor Boardwalk, not an easy task for particularly with families with little kids and stuff like that.
Exactly.
You know?
So, you know, we have many reasons why we want to build it. Certainly the amenities that it will offer everybody just are almost endless. Another reason why is honestly, you know, although we're not certainly not here to relitigate the beach project, I just want to say one thing about that. The beach project as it's built is actually built to protect the boardwalk. Okay, that's why it looks the way it does. But in Margate, it tends to divide the beach and it divides the town away from the ocean beach. By building a boardwalk into the space, we're reconnecting the town to our ocean beach. That's going to be, you know, a primary effect that a boardwalk will have. People will be able to walk up on the boardwalk, and there the ocean will be again, and there the breeze will be again. Now we're essentially a block away from the ocean and behind a dead space, so that you have to traverse.
Yeah,
with the boardwalk. No, you know you're right there. At the ocean again.
One thing I've never understood. I've mentioned it many times, and again, not to relitigate the Army Corps' decisions. They've done what they've done, but it's not, and I'm not bringing it up for the first time. For the life of me, I don't understand why, because I live in Ocean City now, even though I grew up in Ventnor, I've been in Ocean City for 20 years. I do not understand why in Ocean City they made the dunes wide and short. And so when you walk the boardwalk, you still have the breeze, you still have the views, you have everything that the boardwalk is supposed to be. But for some reason, on Absecon Island, beginning with Atlantic City, they decided to make the dunes higher than the boardwalk, taking away that whole thing. And it blows me away. I just I don't get it, because obviously a wider dune is going to be more effective than one that's tall. It's going to get eaten away in a big storm, at least from my perspective.
Very true. Okay, it's a long. Actually, I do know the reason why you got the system of dunes in Ocean City. You got okay. It's a story for another time. And there is a reason why.
Well, now wait. How about this? Can you make it? Is it a story that makes sense? Is it a story I'm going to be satisfied with the answer?
It's 25 years in the past.
Right.
It has to do with someone that worked for Ocean City that was one of the city engineers, and she basically designed what's down there. And in those days, she was allowed to do that. The state of New Jersey allowed Ocean City to basically design the kind of dune system that exists.
Wow.
And that's why it's there today. In Atlantic City, I don't know what happened. Somebody dropped the ball there.
They just did whatever they wanted to do.
I mean, you know, remember Pinky, that was one of his issues.
Yep.
Okay.
And they tried to do it in Ventnor, and they really didn't get away with it. Chrysler held their feet to the fire. And
well,
I think
that's another story, too. I mean, how that happened is another story, okay? But, he basically, they invoked the law in Ventnor, and they're allowed actually to keep the dune in Ventnor at the height of the railing because of the Parks Act.
Yeah.
And they did a good job. You know, it's good.
Well, listen.
We hope to be able to do the same thing in Margate because we're going to build a new boardwalk. We're going to try and build it so that our deck is right at the top of the dune.
Perfect.
We'll see.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Hey, listen, Glenn, I appreciate you guys taking time out to join us here on the program. Anybody there in the audience wants to add something to the show, you're more than welcome to. Otherwise, I'll give the Lucy event on Sunday. A few more plugs during the course of the show week this week, and we'll talk again as we get closer to something happening with regard to the boardwalk.
Great. Yeah, we'll get back and give you an update. But I have an old friend of yours that wants to say hi to you for a second, one of the board.
Yeah, go right ahead.
He's going to get on.
Go ahead.
Hey, Dan, Steve Davidson here.
Hey, Steve, how you been, buddy?
Great. Quick shout out to your brother, Kenny. He's doing a great job. I don't know if I'm allowed to mention where he works.
Yep.
Great.
Absolutely. Go right ahead.
Nicola's Golf, man, the food is unbelievable. Now, and he always has these incredible things.
Now, Steve, when are we going to get together with the bass? Come on, man. When's the band? Where's the jam?
We got to break them out. Break out our axes. you and I grew up in Ventnor, and we know the boardwalk is a lot more than just access to the beach. People walking, the older people, getting those breezes, the amenities, the assets to the city, and, you know, getting people to, these kids riding on Atlantic Avenue trying to get to the Ventnor Boardwalk, it just kills me when I see these people, 3 or 4 across on the street, to get them up on the boardwalk would be amazing.
And listen, here's the thing, and people, you know, not mentioned, but it is a part of the conversation, too. It brings people together. You go walk down the boardwalk, man. You see people you haven't seen in a while. Hey, where you been? This one, that one.
Yeah.
You know, there's if we want to talk about social media, there's not a better social media product than the boardwalk. I can tell you that.
Oh, it's unbelievable what the boardwalk brings and what it'll bring to the region.
Yeah,
you know what it'll bring for, you know, with Stockton coming in and all that, and the marathons you would have, the running events.
Wow,
it just goes on and on and on.
Yeah, the possibilities are outstanding, yeah. Steve. Hey, listen, buddy, good to hear from you. We'll reconnect in a couple of weeks and get an update from you guys. All right.
All right. Great talking to you, Dan.
Thanks, Steve. Always a pleasure. I'll look.
I'm back on to say good night.
All right. Thanks. I'll shoot you a note on Facebook so we can get the band back together.
Okay, Dan. Thanks again. Listen, if you come out on Sunday, please come up. Okay, we would love for you to
I'll stop by. I got to stop by and say hello to Richie and Lou over at the Venturas anyway. So it's a perfect excuse to stop by.
Great. Thanks.
All right, Glenn.
So much, Dan. We'll
thanks.
Talk to you soon.
Thanks for getting in. Appreciate it over there in Margate, New Jersey, folks. This is Primetime on News Talk 1400 WOND, South Jersey's News Talk leader. Maybe I'll get Steve in here with the bass, get a couple of the guys from Ventnor. This has possibilities, folks. Stay there. Back in a moment.